Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Matt, hello.
Good morning.
It is on. Okay, good. We're good here.
Yes, the microphone is on. Don't worry. We're good to go. We're rolling the ball here on a pretty windy morning.
Yeah, although according to the forecast, the wind should die down as the day goes on. Fingers, toes, eyeballs crossed.
Yeah, like currently here in Yorkton and Melville, it's 46 kilometer an hour gusts.
Gusting up to, yeah, and it was pretty strong when I left my townhouse this morning. I thought I was going to lose my hat in the wind there, but yeah, we'll see how the weather goes here. Looks like Old Man Winter still has one more snowball for us this weekend. And
yeah, I heard that wind this morning in the house, and I felt it as soon as I left it, and I'm just thinking, oh, great, we're back to that Garbo weather again. But hey, no, tomorrow, 17 degrees it's supposed to be, so
enjoy the spring weather while we got it.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to before we go back into the low single digits, and even the minuses? No thanks.
Nick and Reader can't wait to swing the clubs.
Golf balls don't end up in the water by themselves, you know? More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Now, Matt, I experienced a crazy thing at my place yesterday.
Don't you tell.
Yes. So my landlord came to the house yesterday, and she was there when I came home from work. She said, can you come downstairs, Eddie? Okay. Oh, what's going on? Turns out we have a leak in one of our pipes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the hose connector on the front, apparently it was leaking in, and it was in the wall. It went through the floor as well in the basement. It's not major flood damage as if, you know, a pipe burst, but it's still there.
It's still a massive undertaking.
There's going to be a plumber coming in today to work on that, and then they're going to have to also tear out the entire hardwood flooring, throw a dehumidifier in there for about 3 days to make sure every last drop of water is gone, and then have to redo the whole floor, right? But on a basement, it's all on top of concrete, so I'm hoping it's not, you know, terrible. My landlord did file a claim through insurance, but it is a really crazy thing, and, you know, it just... one of those things that happens, I guess, when you own a house. So landlord is now dealing with that kind of stuff.
Everything wears and tears, and after a while it does break. So, I mean, at least hopefully it was early enough when you guys caught it that it wasn't happening too long. But
yeah, so it seems like it was a decent leak, but not, you know, massive flooding kind of stuff. But at the same time, we have to shut off the main water main, and we can't really use water. So basically showering, washing dishes, even trying to drink water, that is a little bit far reach. So I'm gonna have to go to the store and buy bottled water for the first time in years. Oh God, I forget what it's like to drink Nestle Pure Life or Aquafina, the worst tasting water of all time.
Nick and Reader, proudly maintaining Fox FM's facial hair quota since 2017. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So good news, Matt. Well, possibly good news.
No.
The CRA might owe you money. More than just your taxes. So the CRA has $1 billion in unpaid checks.
What?
Okay, so if you don't know this, I'll explain it. If you ever log into your CRA account, there is actually a section that says uncashed checks. And what it is, it's usually a lot of people that do their taxes and they get a check from the CRA, but they never deposit it. But it still remains on your uncashed checks. So some people, they forget to take their checks to the bank, and it's available right there. Sometimes you might be owed you know, $50 or something like that. Sometimes it could be a few thousand dollars. I mean, you know, we have 39 million people around there in Canada, and we have $1 billion in owed money. So that's a lot of money that
people... It's just kicking around and hasn't been claimed yet.
Exactly. Although I found a double whammy when I logged into my CRA page. I just logged in, and I have zero uncashed checks. I got all the money I deserved to get, which I guess is a good thing, but it would have been nice to see, oh, hey, Eddie, here's $10,000 that we forgot to give you back, you know? Sadly, that wasn't the case. And the second part of my double whammy was I was expecting a check today because I was looking at, like, the amount of money that I was owed, and it was said, oh, April 9th, you're expecting X amount. Turns out that was April 9th of 2020, not 2021. Yeah, the face that you're making says it all.
Yeah.
But you might not be like me. You might be owed thousands of dollars. Log into your CRA account, click on uncashed checks. You might get a ton of money.
They're super entertaining. It's a good listen in the morning.
Nick and Reader's unkempt beards have outgrown their face masks.
It's time for the Weed Whacker. It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So you probably don't experience this because you don't wear glasses, but I am thankful that I brought mine into work today.
Oh?
Because there have been times where actually this week I left the house without my glasses. And if you do wear glasses, you always know about this because, you know, you wake up, everything's fine, and as soon as you get into your car, you look out your windshield and you're just like, why is everything so blurry? Why can't I read the signs? Why can't I see objects? Yeah, I forgot my glasses, so I have to go back inside, put them on, and, well, I'm good to go. It is a weird experience. It happens to me more times than I would like to admit. But I'm also excited because I have some prescription sunglasses also on the way. And that is something I really enjoy having. I do have some prescription sunglasses, but they're old prescriptions, so I had to get some new ones as well. And I'm somebody who wore glasses since I was about 11 or 12 years old, so fairly young. And my issue was I never had sunglasses until 2 years ago. It makes such a difference. Holy smokes.
As someone who is light sensitive due to injuries, sunglasses are... Huge to have.
Especially if you're very sensitive to the light. For me, I had issues because prescription sunglasses can be extremely expensive, and you can't just find regular ones to put over your face because it just doesn't fit, especially if you have other glasses. So you would look like a silly goose by putting regular sunglasses on top of your other glasses. So this is good, and now I feel safe when I'm on the road because, you know, putting just the sun visor when the road's super reflective, that really doesn't help when it comes to, you know, paying attention to the road. My chances of getting into an accident now will be cut by half.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
So, Matt, what did you do with that $3 you won yesterday after I gambled away my money on sports?
I did go and get a chocolate bar.
You did?
Yeah.
Man, you should have invested in stocks. Come on, stocks. GameStop? You could have totally bought a stock.
$1 left over, it'll probably go towards laundry.
Yeah, definitely a good idea to grab some laundry with all that $3 that you earned. Man, you don't want to spend it all in one place, though. That's quite a lot of money here.
I know, right? Split it up a little bit here.
The Fox FM Morning Show. Reader has the news you need twice an hour. Nick has everything you don't. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So I think I found the next $1 billion business idea, man, that somebody else already came up with. A pizza vending machine.
How does that work?
Okay, so this is a legitimate thing. Unfortunately, it's only in Ottawa, but it's a vending machine that bakes you pizza in 3 minutes. Yeah, it has a touchscreen, it has all the ingredients fresh and ready to go, and you just select the toppings you want. It has a robotic arm inside the vending machine, and it makes your pizza for you in 3 minutes.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, I think it's so cool. I was showing you a little bit of some pictures about it. The pizza actually doesn't look that bad, and apparently it kind of tastes like a quote-unquote real pizza.
I mean, it's one of those things that I would definitely try it the one time and see what it's like.
Well, I mean, there are other places, like Japan, for example, has vending machines for everything. So why can't we have a vending machine for a pizza? So you would at least try it once, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think this would be sweet. Imagine you're walking down the street from like a bar or something like that. It's 12 o'clock at night. You're like, man, I'm craving a pizza. What do you know? Two blocks in front of you, a pizza vending machine. Pop a few bucks in, get your Hawaiian pizza, go home, munch on that. Oh, be the best thing ever. We can have one here. You know what I would call it? Little Johnny's. And every time you make a purchase, it would have a voice. Like, hey, welcome to Little Johnny's. What can I get for you? It's like, oh, you want a pepperoni pizza? We got it for you. And then as soon as the pizza's ready, you'd be like, bada bing, bada boom. There you go. That'll be $5.
Sounds like you're trying to rip off Little Caesars and Papa John's in the same word there.
Little Johnny's, come on over.
Nick calls Reader the Silver Fox. Reader thinks it counts as proof of age for senior menus.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I am tired and I need help. That's the way to start this morning.
Well done, sir. Well done.
I'm talking about my pants. The pants I'm currently wearing.
You're now, still digging the hole deeper. Go on.
So these are my favorite pants. You can't see it, but they're nice joggers that I bought a couple years back. And they are so warm, so comfy, but they're not overbearingly, you know, cotton fitted so that it's uncomfortable in the summer. I can wear these all seasons and I'm fine. The issue is, a few weeks ago, I opened a can of tuna and the oil from the tuna spilt on my pants and has stained it. And I made the mistake. I've always been told that if you ever spill oil on your pants, you never machine dry it. You wash it, and apparently you're supposed to air dry your oil stained clothes, because if you machine dry it, it quote unquote bakes it on. And
makes it extremely difficult to
get
out.
And it's happened. I washed these pants about 3 times. I just put these on this morning. I washed it the other day. And they are still stained. And it's making me really sad, because I really don't want these to be, you know, work pants or something. I want them to be something I can use every day and look, be comfortable and also look fashionable. Now, I have spilt motor oil on these pants a few years back. And it took a few wash cycles, but I eventually got the stain out. But tuna oil somehow is not coming off. And this is where I'm asking for everybody else's help. What do you do to get rid of something like tuna oil from your pants? I seriously don't know what. Do I just soak it in Dawn soap for a few hours? You know, and just keep washing it a few times and eventually the stain will go away? You know, I'm truly at a loss here. I want to help save Eddie Q's pants. Because I don't want to buy... Hashtag save Eddie Q's pants.
You can now text Fox FM's Nick and Reader at 306-783-3699.
So we got hashtag wow. Save Eddie's pants trending. We actually got a few answers to help me with my can of tuna oil stained pants. I know, it's terrible. Don't eat tuna, folks. But we had a, apparently there's like a laundry bar that you can use. Mm-hmm. It helps get rid of some stains. Somebody said OxyClean or an enzyme spray. I haven't really heard about an enzyme spray before. No idea what that is, but I gotta do some more research on that. But wouldn't mind hearing Billy Mays' voice as he cleans my pants for me. Hi, Billy Mays here. And also somebody said like a hand cleaner. One of those things, those orange-scented cleaners that you use for greasy hands. Apparently those would work. Just rub it on your pants in a tub, leave it there for overnight, and then you wash it as normal. Which kind of makes sense. I mean, if it's good enough to remove all the grease and dirt from your hands and your fingernails, yeah, it might get rid of some of the oil from my pants. I got some options here, and I'm gonna try to save these pants, because again,
they're really nice. And other besides the stain, they're in great condition. And they're just too comfy. I just don't want to look around looking like I rolled around in a tub of oil, you know, as I go to the store. Or it kind of looks like I made a little bit of an accident down my legs. But I didn't. I swear it's tuna oil.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.